Well, what a difference a couple of decades make. 15 years ago, James Moore was an undergrad in the political science program of UNBC. He'd also just been elected to Parliament at the age of just 24, the youngest person to be elected to federal politics in BC history. His profile would see him rise from there. After becoming a member of Stephen Harper's Conservative Party, he soon became a cabinet minister, holding a variety of senior positions. But earlier this year, Moore announced he was taking a leave of politics, and yesterday news of his newest assignment reached us. It was Chancellor of UNBC, and James Moore, I'm pleased to say, joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, sir.
Pleasure to be with you.
I know everybody's thinking, my goodness, finally a politician catches a break and gets a big appointment after he leaves politics. How much were you aware of this sort of thing as an option for you when you decided not to run again?
Quite frankly, it wasn't really on my radar. You know, there are some of my previous colleagues, Hugh Siegel, who is a senator and chief of staff to a former prime minister.
Yep.
He went on to a leadership role at the University of Toronto. Andrew Petter, of course, when he was finance minister under Glenn Clark, he took a leadership role. He's president of Simon Fraser University. So it's far from unheard of. A predecessor of mine and a good friend, Stephen Owen, who was a cabinet minister under Paul Martin, he went to become vice president at the University of British Columbia. So it's not uncommon, but it wasn't immediately on my radar. But I can tell you, it's sincerely an honor.
And, you know, we've had the president of UNBC on the program a few times over the past year, Daniel Weeks, to talk about growing this university and the attraction, trying to get people from the Lower Mainland and other parts of Canada and indeed the world to come north to UNBC. You came north. What was your story? Why did you decide on UNBC as a university?
Well, both my sisters, they're graduates of Simon Fraser University. One did her graduate studies at UBC, and they lived at home and went to university. Fine institutions, they had great experiences and certainly great educational opportunities. But I really wanted to go away to university. I wanted to have that sort of dual experience of academic exposure, but also learn more about myself and to be away. And frankly, I wanted to know a little bit more about British Columbia. My father was from Victoria. But I'd sort of been a Lower Mainland guy my whole life. So to have the experience to visit Prince George, to live in Prince George, to take in the North and at the same time go to a school whose reputation 15 years ago was rising and there was a lot of buzz about the North, it was just really attractive to me. So I came North. I thought I'd give it a try. Met some professors and got to know some students. And the experience was one of the most important in my life. I learned a lot about myself. I was exposed to literature and to experiences and to people that I otherwise never would have been exposed to. So I'm very, very thankful for my experience at UNBC.
You're a poli sci grad?
I am. Yeah.
And were you involved in like political science student groups and things like that or anything like that when you were at UNBC?
Yeah, there was a group we started called the Political Science Students Association, and it was fun. It was good. At that time, when I was a student there, the provincial election was still sort of on the horizon. It didn't happen until 2001, but there was a municipal election. We had one of the forums for mayor. I think it was the last time that Colin Kinsley ran for mayor. It was his last term.
Yeah.
We had we used to have debates. There was a great debate, and we had. I think it was Alex Mikolos was the participant in it, Does God Exist, and the Canada Theater up at the school. So we had a lot of good fun, yes. We didn't solve the question, by the way, but we took a shot.
That's right. Well, actually, next Friday I could take some tips because I've got to defend whether or not Santa exists next week, so should be fun to do that.
Well, keep in mind your audience, and if they're under 12, then leave open the option.
Absolutely. I'm totally for the existence of Santa. Now, when you were so you're a frosh at UNBC. I mean, are you thinking about getting elected at this point?
Not at all. When I was at UNBC, I was just entirely focused on graduating from the school, and beyond that, I didn't know. And then what happened was there's a bus driving by right now.
Yeah.
When I finished my undergrad, then I thought about going home and looking at different options when I got home, and it just made sense to me at the time. I thought, well, I applied to grad school, and I was going to go to grad school. If I didn't get elected, then I'd be on to a new adventure. And
yeah.
I got elected, and away I went. And 15 years later, I was married. I have now a young son who has some health challenges. I've experienced all kinds of amazing things, and it was time to come back to BC.
As I'm sure you're probably aware, it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. So when you were a student at university, how many times did you think to yourself, I'm coming back here, and when I run this place, it's going to be different?
Well, not quite the case. I mean, I think everybody has... opinions, strong opinions about places that they find themselves at. But look, UNBC is a phenomenal school. We all know the record of accomplishment that they have, that and the reputation that they have from the McLean's number one ranking. President Weeks is doing a phenomenal job. They've got a great board of governors who are doing phenomenal things, and of course the faculty and students are also doing great things. So I think the school is in very good hands, and we'll have a bright future.
What do you expect you'll be doing in your role as chancellor? I mean, do you have something formal or that you want to achieve while you're chancellor?
Well, there's the ceremonial part, of course, but beyond that, I'll be a member of the board, and I'm looking forward to contributing in any way that I can, whether it's fundraising or trying to draw more students into the school, and I look forward to doing that and being part of drawing more students from our mainland up to the university and ensuring that the university continues to grow.
Now, of course, as you're probably aware as a politician, sometimes there's a little baggage that comes with appointments. We heard from a professor at UNBC who's a bit concerned. It's Robert Buddy. I just want you to hear what he had to say about your appointment, sir.
If you think about the Harper government and the seemingly anti-science stance that the Conservative Party held, cuts to funding to the arts, and finally, and maybe most importantly, the kind of Harper government's policy surrounding First Nations and his refusal to initiate the inquiry on missing and murdered Indigenous women, again, the message it sends.
And so basically, Mr. Buddy is a little concerned that part of the agenda that you were part of as the Conservative government might leak into your role as Chancellor. What's your response to that?
Well, no. Look, the last election is over and behind us, and different views on all kinds of public policy. You know, I'm looking forward to working towards the future,
Well, we're just breaking up a little bit there, Mr. Moore. I think your end maybe just shift a little
sorry
bit.
I was just saying that's the last campaign is behind it, and I think people will be open-minded enough to welcome me and work with me on building the institution. And we can leave partisan politics for political parties. That's now a past chapter of my life, not a current or a future chapter of my life. And I'm very much looking forward to working with the institution and moving forward. As Minister of Industry, I've supported increased funding for science, the Canada First Research Excellence, $1.5 billion in new funding for scientific research. And of course, I'm a big believer and supporter of the arts and helped create three new national museums, supported increased funding for the Canada Council for the Arts. So, we can certainly sometimes have disagreements on these things, and I certainly respect those who don't agree with my political path, and that's fine. But this is about the future of the university and working together to make sure that students and faculty and the institution have a future.
Obviously, you'll be judged by the decisions you're a part of. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Mr. Moore. Best of luck with your position, and good luck when you're wandering around the campus again.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
Take care.